Hi, it's John Morehouse here for Pro Wrestling Powerhouse, and we're here in the scenic Civic Auditorium in Kingsport, Tennessee, with NWA Smoky Mountain Heavyweight Champion, Jason the Gift Kincaid. Jason's given us some time here to talk about himself, talk about this promotion, talk about Smoky Mountain Cup, going to Mexico, probably some NBA, probably some obscure pop culture references, all kinds of that stuff. Jason, just how are you today?
Greetings, grappling fans. I'm doing great, man.
So energetic. Well, man, I guess we're a few weeks out from the Cup, NWA Smoky Mountain Cup, which is becoming like a bigger and bigger deal here in the Southeast. You've been, I think, in, if not every one of them, almost every one. So you've kind of seen the growth of not only that tournament but the promotion. You're not from here. You're from West Virginia, but you've been a regular here for a while. What's that been like for you to just see kind of the ascension of the brand here?
You know, it's been really good because, like, I've grown with NWA Smoky Mountain. I've grown with the Smoky Mountain Cup. So it's been great to see, and this year's my year, man.
And tell everybody about how you got into professional wrestling.
Well, I mean, I went up to the ticket booth, and I bought a ticket, and that's how I got in. And how everybody else can get in, too. Now, of course, I'm kidding. I was trained by Scotty McKeever originally. I was an avid fan. I looked up online how to go to a wrestling school and stuff. I shopped around, and finally I just met Scotty McKeever, and it was right place, right time. He trained me.
So you broke in when?
2003.
Yeah, so your 10-year anniversary, it's not either coming up or it's already happened.
Yeah, it's about to come up in May. I was 17 years old when I started.
And, yeah, I mean, the past 10 years, you've got to do some pretty cool things, right? I mean, you're wrestling, you know, really all over the Southeast now. You've got to go to Mexico, which we're going to talk about. I mean, are you pretty happy with the things you've accomplished so far?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wouldn't trade anything I've done in wrestling for the world, you know. It's a regret-free life for me.
Yeah. And that's something else. It's, I mean, you're definitely the... You know, you definitely march to your own drummer. You know, you kind of have your way, you know, your way of doing things. Like, this is the way I want to live my life. And, you know, it may not be for everybody, but it's for me, and it's the way I want to do it. It may not be the way a lot of other people want to do it. And wrestling seems to allow you to live that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, I couldn't function in the real world, let's be honest. That's what he's trying to get at. He's trying to say that I'm too weird to be a normal person.
I didn't say that. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know.
No, that's true, though.
Like, when there were a bunch of blackouts and stuff, you were just like, I wish all the power in there. You know, I wish the grid would collapse. That would be great, you know. You know, you're happy just hanging out, you know, hurtling down a mountain on some skis or chilling in the woods. Or
it'd be good for wrestling, too. If they can't watch Monday Night Raw every week and get it for free, then they got to come to these local indie shows.
And there'd be no more internet spoilers.
Yes.
But then no one would be able to listen to this.
That's true.
I just blew your mind.
That would be a sad day.
I guess, was it last year you went to Mexico, right?
Yes, the last 2 years I went to Mexico, probably going back within the next few months.
So where did you work? Any promotions that people might have heard of here in the States?
Just local indie promotions, really. One of the promotions is like a farm league for AAA.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just worked all over Sonora, Mexico, right along the Arizona border.
So compare for me, because a lot of American fans aren't really familiar with Lucha Libre. I'm not super familiar with it. So what's it like working a Lucha Libre event compared to an event here? As far as just the vibe and everything else.
Well, the fans are different. I had a good time wrestling in front of the Mexican fans. They're way more into it than the American fans most of the time. Just a high-energy atmosphere. And also, it's hard to compete against guys that you can't talk trash to because they don't understand your language. Man, I can't get people's head down there. It throws me off.
Well, it seems like it's a big... I got to go, I guess it was an American Lucha show, but it was in San Diego. It was a heavy Lucha crowd, and the vibe is very... In a way, it's a lot more relaxed than an American show. Like, there were kids, you know, getting in the ring between matches and masks and taking pictures and that stuff. You don't see that on shows.
Yeah, that's just the Mexican culture down there, man. That's why I fit in down there. It's so chill. They say, when I went down there, they're like, just be prepared, man, because everything down there is on Mexican time, which means if something's supposed to start, you know, 7 o'clock, it might start at 7:30. It might start at 8. Who cares? Let's just It'll start when it starts.
And you like
good attitude.
It'll start when it starts.
Yes.
You mentioned you growing up watching wrestling, loving it. So, like, who were some of your favorites to watch when you were, like, a little kid? And
my favorite growing up was probably Ricky Steamboat. Like, that's the first guy I really remember. Like, I wanted to be like Ricky Steamboat. But then also later on, Sting, Stone Cold Steve Austin, pretty much ran the gamut of whoever was the guy at the time, you know, the top guy.
So you were a little stinger?
Yeah, I mean, I jumped on bandwagons, I'm not going to lie.
All kids do, most kids. You probably have a really esoteric bandwagon, though.
I was a Hulkamaniac at one time.
I was, too. I think every kid that grew up in the 80s and the... If you grew up in the 80s, you watched wrestling all in the 80s, like by default, I think you were a Hulkamaniac, at least if you were under 10 at any time in the 80s. That's what I think, anyway.
Yeah, I was always more of a Ricky Steamboat guy, but I was a Hulkamaniac, too. I just like the Ricky Steamboat stuff because I was really into, like, martial arts, karate, Ninja Turtles, all that stuff.
Now, the guys who are a host of the podcast, they sent in a couple of questions. One of them is kind of something they talked about. I guess one of the guys, he watched the Nigel McGuinness documentary recently and all his issues. And so they're curious kind of what your take is on the use of blood in wrestling, which is an interesting question since we're here to show with two cage matches, one of which you're in. But I guess it's just the use of blood, if you have any take on that.
I think it should be regulated. Honestly, I mean, I don't think it should be regulated by an athletic commission. I think it should be regulated by wrestlers and promoters. I think guys should have to show up with blood work every time. You know, a guy in Cincinnati, Ohio named Andre Hart went to jail recently because he was having sex with women without wearing a condom after he knew that he had AIDS. It just happened that that guy was also an independent wrestler that was having bloody matches as well. So, I mean, if that doesn't scare people straight, I don't know what will, man. It really does have to be taken care of in some way. I think it should be self-regulated.
I agree with that. Because, I mean, some of these guys literally, I mean, you always say, you know, don't touch that. You don't know where it's been. Some of the guys that you're in there with, you don't know where they've been, you know?
Yeah. So. Especially, like, some of the guys, they're wrestling all over. You know, if a guy is wrestling, you're wrestling a... It's just like sex, man. If I have sex with a girl, I'm having sex with every guy that she's had before me, in a way. If I'm wrestling a guy, I'm having another match with all these other guys with their blood all in my bloodstream. So, yeah, we got to get that right.
It's kind of gross when you think about it that way.
It is.
That you're in there wrestling like 100 dudes at once or something.
Yeah.
A little gross.
Despicable.
Despicable. Hey, like you said, you've accomplished a lot. You go and wrestle for TCW over in the Mid-South. I guess it's fair to call that the Mid-South. I think of it as the Mid-South because of Bill Watts,
yeah.
That area. You're here in NWS Smoky Mountain. You work up in West Virginia all the time, which is where you're from. What's left on the bucket list, man? What's left on the professional bucket list? Like, guys, this is a guy I want to wrestle, or this is a place I want to wrestle.
Man, I want to cross the ocean for sure. I'd love to wrestle in England, Japan, Germany. Like, I'd like to tour the entire world, really. I actually want to wrestle in Antarctica just because I want to be the first person to do so.
You would not only wrestle in it, you'd do it wearing your old gear, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
just the trunks.
Yeah.
The mantis, if you will. I'll wrestle in the mantis barefoot in Antarctica against a penguin. Book it.
But you'd have to get paid, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to fly to Antarctica on my own dime.
Much less swim. Much less swim.
Yeah. I mean, I might be able to canoe there, but...
You get tired.
Yeah, I bring somebody. I could rest. And
that's not, yeah.
You could trade off. I mean, I made enough road trips. I know the deal.
What's the worst road trip you've ever taken? I've heard some of your stories, especially after matches, drives back just being miserable because, you know, things that have happened. But what's like... Your best nightmare road trip story?
The first time I went to Mexico, we drove. And it was just a long, boring, tedious trip. But probably the worst one was going to Arkansas with six guys in a car meant for four people. And We were stuffed in there. No homo.
Not that there's anything wrong with that if it's your thing, but you know.
I just got to clarify.
Okay.
I don't want people thinking that I'm getting booked off of other things.
No, no. You're getting booked off talent, because you're a talented dude.
Yeah.
People can look you up on YouTube. You got some good stuff on there. How about opponents? Maybe you want to wrestle other countries. Are there any opponents who you'd like to wrestle, or do you not get into that part of it?
I'm world champions, that's what I want to wrestle. I want to wrestle CM Punk. I want to wrestle The Rock. You know, I want to wrestle Blue Panther in Arena Mexico.
That'd be good. I'd see that. You might be wrestling Rob Conway, depending on how this tournament goes next
yes.
month.
Well,
for the NWA World title.
That's the plan. I'm looking forward to it.
So you're wrestling that guy tonight.
Who is that guy?
That guy right there.
Yep.
You have to be polite, though. We're on. Or it's for a podcast.
Polite, huh?
You have to be
That's
polite.
For a podcast. So,
it is.
So you just stand out here in the middle of the open where everybody can just come watch and see you do your little podcast.
CM Sigmund, everybody. CM Sigmund.
Little title defense against me tonight. I hope you're ready. See, while you're doing your little podcast, I'm back here stretching, training, getting things ready. Good luck.
Because nobody would want to interview you. Did you hear that, man? It was so boring.
They said they wanted the champion first.
I can't leave just then.
They said they wanted the champion first. So maybe if he applied himself. We'll see what the commissioner has to say about all this, I think. He may not be pleased. All right, what are some other things you're into? I know you're really into skiing and the outdoors and all that.
Mountaineering. Basketball. I like to be outdoors.
Yeah. Big NBA fan.
Yes, definitely.
What were some of the few... NBA fans in the Southeast. It's like you, me, Chris Richards.
You know I'm a basketball fan. One of my favorite teams, the Minnesota Timberwolves.
They got some good guys.
Yeah, but...
I like Kevin Love.
They can never get it together. It's a problem. All the guys were injured this year. Yeah, I don't know.
It could be worse. You could be a Chicago Cubs fan like me.
Yes. I mean, that would be tragic.
That would be awful if some of them were a Cubs fan their whole life and... Steve Garvey made him cry when they were six. Good thing that didn't happen to me. Anything else you want to say? How can people keep up with you? I know you've got Facebook. I don't think you have Twitter. I would read it.
Yeah,
Jason Kincaid Twitter.
At Jason the Gift.
Okay, all right. And in Facebook?
/ Jason the Gift.
And if people want to book you, how do they hit you up?
You can message me on there, or you can just find me at a show and be like, please come wrestle for me, and I'll think about it.
And this is my last question. You are, of course, the Gift, Jason the Gift Kincaid.
Yes.
So what is the best, like, present or gift you've ever got? Christmas gift, birthday gift, whatever. What's the best one where your little kid, you open up and say, oh, man, you know.
Well, there were these two girls that, I don't know, I think my wrestling career has been the biggest gift to me, honestly. It's just... It means the world to me to get to travel around for a living, to get to meet so many new people, have all kinds of experiences. I mean, that's what life is to me. It's just experiences. I'm trying to experience everything that I can. And wrestling's allowing me to, you know, have a good life and not a tedious life.
And that's obviously, you know, you're not a 9-to-5-er kind of guy. And I'm not saying that because you would be miserable doing that.
Yeah.
Like, man, go Jack. He works here, too. He has talked about how he would hate, like, a desk job, just sitting all the time, you know, doing that. I can't see you being happy at that, either.
No, not at all. I mean, that's the good thing about not having any kids. I don't have to have a job that requires, you know, a 9-to-5 set schedule. But, I mean, my money's not guaranteed in professional wrestling, and that makes it a tough lifestyle. You know, sometimes I'm getting booked 5 days a week. Sometimes it's one day a week. So it's not guaranteed money. But it is a guaranteed lifestyle of my choice, and I'm not kowtowing to anybody, man. And that's what it's all about to me.